Welcome, Tale Tellers, you awesome people. Thank you for straight up listening, by the way. We have a spine tingler today, a No Sleep by Professional Succubus. I've been doing No Sleeps for a while now. I'm thinking of doing more SCPs, some more stories from JC York, and some cryptid episodes, like the Fae Folk and furthering the history of vampires and werewolves. The Fae Folk are going to be a priority for me when I do the cryptid episodes, because Troy Shaw's requested a long time ago, and it's about time I get to it. So stay tuned for those ones coming up. And let's just jump straight into shoutouts. Troy Shaw, thank you so much for keeping an eye on my tracks and listening with those keen ears. Cheers, mate. Jace York, aka Arkan Brother, thanks for sending your stories in. And folks, there will be a mix of three voice artists in the next one coming up. Gonna be a great read. Thanks, mate. Sin, thank you for your constant support. That means the world. Thank you so much. Snooky Pimp, thanks for the like and post. The Like Nerd Like Sun podcast, check those guys out and thank you. And lastly, it doesn't matter. The person, not the sentiment. Our story title today is Do Not Fight the Things in Your Lucid Dreams. So turn those lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. If you have a lucid dream, do not commit any acts of violence against the things you meet. I had my first lucid dream at age 9. I was in a decrepit neighborhood, rotting porches, peeling paint, Spanish moss hanging off dormers, the works. Mist swirled around my ankles as I walked slowly through the trees. Like an old video game, the horizon was both unchanging and unreachable. I wandered around in and out of the cobwebby houses. Although the streets were empty, the houses usually had a few ghosts floating around. There were a few children, but they were mostly old people, in various stages of decay. They never hurt me, nor did they speak to me. They just floated. Sometimes they'd follow me, but I never felt threatened. I didn't think much of the dream until I had it again a few weeks later, and again, and a few weeks after that. I'd never do much in the dream. I'd just walk around, go through the stuff in the houses looking for treasure, throwing rocks, break bottles, that kind of thing. The fourth time I had it, there was someone else wandering the streets too. My dream self had just finished down the block, rattling a stick against the fence post of each yard. When I heard my name shouted from an adjacent cul-de-sac, I turned and saw my 6-year-old brother, Chota, running towards me. A huge grin on his face.
Chota!
He said, stopping in front of me.
You're here now too? Hi!
Now? I said, trying to wrap my head around his presence. Then that means
you've been here before?
He seemed unperturbed by this news, in his childlike excitement. Have you seen the lady missing part of her face? She's usually in the brick house down there. And off we went. The next morning, before speaking, Ryan and I shared uncertain glances across our shared bedroom, confirming that not only were we dreaming lucidly, but we were sharing dreams somehow. In our childlike minds, we never thought to tell anyone. Besides the fact that we would be written off as crazy, we were still enamored with the possibility of magic and secrets. Over the years, Chota and I sporadically dreamt about the misty neighborhood and its ghostly inhabitants. Sometimes I would be there alone, and sometimes Chota would be there with me. We were usually a little braver when we were together, venturing into basements and attics in search of the scariest ghosts. The ghosts seemed to stay the same each time. Over time, we came to recognize them and gave them nicknames. There was Half-Face, the decomposing woman, a little boy soaking wet that we called the Drown Boy, Old Man Bones, a mostly skeleton figure, who we only knew was male because he was wearing a traditional kurta and a hottie. And the Limping Man, a ghost who glided leaning to the side of his crumpled leg. The older we got, and if I'm going to be honest, the more video games we played, we started to get bored in our foggy dreamland. We started hunting the ghosts, experimenting with how we could subdue them. It became a huge game for us, a hearty round of Xbox while we slept. Sometimes, we'd draw out a detailed strategy for finding weapons, setting up a base of operations, and clearing the ghosts out of certain houses so we could take over. Sometimes, we'd just walk around, cutting down whoever wandered in our path. The ghosts started coming to us, screeching and wailing. They never lasted long. A few blows with a crowbar or a plank of wood, and they would dissipate into the same strange mist that filled our dream world. The turning point was when Chota tried to chop up the little drowned boy ghost. I couldn't explain it, but I was protective of the little floating figure. Maybe it was the older brother thing, maybe it was just that he looked so sad and small, but when Chota swung up a bread knife, ready to cleave him in two, I jumped in the way.
No, Chota, don't do it.
The drowned boy floated away and disappeared into the mist.
Chota was furious.
Come on, man.
Thinking I was trying to sabotage his score, I was leading by two at that point.
And
we got into a scuffle right there, brawling around in the street, kicking up a plume of mist and shouting at each other. We made up eventually, but the fight soured a pastime that was already losing its allure. And although I never told Chota this, and never will, the morning after, I woke up with bruises on my upper arms and scuffs on my knees and shins. When I went to college and Chota stayed home, we'd still occasionally see each other in our dreamland. If we were talking on the phone or through a chat messaging tool, one of us might drop a sardonic, "See any ghosts lately?" But the older we got, the less frequently we had the dreams. Slowly, they started to fade from our memories. Then, a week after my grandfather's funeral, I had my first lucid dream in probably 5 years. I haven't told Chota about it yet, and I don't think I ever will. I was so surprised to be back in the decaying neighborhood that at first all I did was circle one of the cul-de-sacs while yelling things like,
"Hello, I'm back."
I became doubly surprised, however, when a lone figure emerged from the mist to approach me. Once I recognized him, I could hardly stop the words from exploding from my throat.
"Dada?"
I cried, rushing to him. I spread my arms to embrace him, but remembered that here he wouldn't be solid. "Dada, how are you here?" In the quiet that followed, I bounced from foot to foot like an excited child, my chest filled with longing. All I wanted to do was hug him, but I knew it wasn't possible. He didn't answer my question, but rather surveyed me in distrust, and then asked his own.
"Mota, Bete, they tell me someone has been coming here for years, being violent and causing trouble. Is that you?"
His reaction was so unexpected that my mouth dropped open. I hang my head and suddenly, I am 5 years old again, scolded for not finishing my dinner. "Yes, Dada, it was me.
Me and Chota, both.
But we were just playing a game. It's just a dream, Dada. You're just a dream." My grandfather shook his head slowly. "Bete," he said, his voice weary with sorrow.
I don't know by whose hand you were able to come to this place. But this is not just a dream, and they are not just imaginary ghosts. Those ghosts are your relatives."
That is one freaky episode. There is a sense of realism here, where people just get used to something that is amazing. The novelty dulls, and we start doing silly stuff. This is probably what actually would happen, and I can tell the author has put some thought into this. A great read, and well written, a fantastic story. Thanks to you, Professional Succubus. I hope you all liked it, Telltellers, and if you get 2 seconds, click that like button, or if you have a chance, leave me and the channel some reviews. If you're leaving reviews and you're wondering why I don't see them, it could be because of the platform you're on. I want to recognize everyone that supports me. Everyone. So if you do leave a review or comment and think, this guy doesn't include me in shoutouts, let me know via email, which is storiesfablesghostlytales@gmail.com, and I'll give you a great shoutout. So thank you all again for listening, and get ready for our next awesome story, which should be either tomorrow or on Monday next week. I'll try and get one in tomorrow. We'll see how we go. Okay, Telltellers and fans of the creepy, This is the place where stories live and you tale tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.